Here's a statement that rises to the top every now and then for me. I'll come up short, I'll miss the mark a little bit, and this statement is evident. There is always room for improvement, and I can think of any area of my life, any area, and that same statement applies. There's room for improvement there. There's room for improvement in everything that I do, the major relationships I have in life as a husband, dad, granddad, friend. I can improve in each of those areas of relationship. I could improve as a worker. I can improve in my behavior, my attitude, my thought life, my goals and ambitions. There's room for improvement in every part of my life, every part of my being. Well, God wants us to turn to Him for help. It's not having a resolve in our heart that says, you just wait and see. I'm going to improve in this area. That's not it. It's a humble heart that turns to God seeking His help. God, I want to improve in this particular area. I see my shortcomings. I see my need to improve, but I know I'll need your help. God, help me improve in this particular area. Well, let's find one particular area this week and ask God to help us improve in that area. Well, that one particular area is praying. God wants us to turn to Him. And when we do that, when we intentionally turn to God and involve Him in any life situation, we can say that we're praying. God is with us in spirit all the time. He's never out of reach. He's never offline. He's never too busy to think about what we want to think about and involve Himself with that. When we do that, when we turn to God intentionally and involve Him in our everyday life situations, you can say this: I am praying. I'm communicating with God. I'm having a little conversation with God, a little convention here that God's involved in. So therefore, in the most simple sense, I am praying. We think of on our knees or with hands folded or heads bowed or something like that, and that becomes our definition of praying. And unless we're doing that, then we're not really praying. Well, we need to kind of set that definition aside. As we journey through life, involving God in our real life situations can be our definition of praying. Praying can simply be intentionally including God in the things that we're doing, the thoughts that we're having, or whatever it is that's in our heart. I want God to be involved. I'm going to communicate with Him. I am going to be a praying person. And the Bible says that we can do that without ceasing. We can never be in a situation where we can't communicate with God. So, can we improve in this area? I know I can. What about you? There's many areas, many just compartments of praying that I can improve in. Praying for myself, my own spiritual needs, my own desire to grow. Praying for those around me who are in tough spots. Praying in general for our governmental leaders and those who have authority over us. Thanking God for His goodness and grace and mercy to me. Looking about at His creation and just saying, God, you're a genius. Look at what you've made and you maintain. Prayer is never ending, never ceasing, the opportunities to pray. But we can improve in that area. God wants us to have a deep, close relationship with Him, and that involves communication. It involves prayer. God, help us to improve in this particular area. God, help us to intentionally include you as we journey through life, to recognize that you are with us and you want to be involved. God, help us to actively involve you in our everyday life choices, to turn to you and communicate with you. God, help us to be prayers.